Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 25th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google warns owners of Huawei phones against side-loading what appear to be Google apps, including YouTube, Gmail, and the Play Store. The US government barred American companies from doing business with Huawei in May. Huawei devices launched since then do not feature Google apps. Google warns that non-official sources for Google apps could provide malicious software. Amazon Go is going full grocery. 2 years after launching a chain of convenience stores without cashiers or checkout lines, Amazon is opening its first Amazon Go grocery store in Seattle on Tuesday morning, enlarging the footprint for surveillance-style shopping and signaling a larger challenge to the broader world of brick-and-mortar retail. Bird is announcing a test of Bird Pay, a new feature that lets people buy smoothies and acai bowls from local businesses by scanning a QR code with the Bird app. The company says it's already testing it in Los Angeles and Santa Monica, the latter city being notorious as a testing ground in the scooter wars. Microsoft revealed new details on its next-generation console, the Xbox Series X, on Monday morning, confirming specifications on what the company calls its superior balance of power and speed for its new hardware. The next-gen Xbox, Microsoft said, will be 4 times as powerful as the original Xbox One. The Verge's Dieter Bohn details rumored Apple products and updates the company could unveil as soon as next month, later this year, and next year. Covers AirTag location beacons, iPhone SE 2, over-the-ear headphones, ARM-powered Macs. Also covers Bloomberg's report that Apple might allow users to set third-party apps like Chrome and Gmail as the defaults for specific tasks. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.